The White House says they don't exist. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. That's the answer to a Republican leader's call to turn over the visitors' logs from President's Delaware home.
House Republicans are eyeing President Biden family members in order to figure out who came close to those classified documents found at his home after the White House said there are no visitor logs. While that does not mean formal subpoenas, it does show how eager Republicans are in getting answers. So much so, Speaker Kevin McCarthy summoned top House Republicans tonight on a holiday to assign lawmakers to committees while the House is on break.
I think we want to collect more the data, more of the information.
Democrats say it's Republicans who aren't treating the case fairly.
Fox's Aisha Hosney. Democrats point out there are also no visitor logs at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, where 300 classified documents were found. 9 atmospheric river storms have hammered California since late December, causing flooding misery and at least 20 deaths, yet also replenishing water levels.
The water level of Lake Oroville, northeast of Sacramento,
99% of average for this time of year.
Janine Jones of the California Department of Water Resources tells Fox's KTVU News in San Francisco, Lake Shasta in the northern part of the state sits at 80% of its historical average, citing a surge of statewide precipitation levels. But after years of drought, state officials warn there are still a few reservoirs that have a long way to go before they get back to average operating conditions. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And 2 shootings on opposite sides of the country. One in Goshen, California, left 6 family members dead in what police say appears to be a gang-related shooting. The other in Fort Pierce, Florida, ended with 8 people shot and injured after an argument at a car show. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
SpaceX and Tesla founder Elon Musk may take the stand early on in a securities fraud trial that starts Tuesday in San Francisco.
A Tesla investor sued Elon Musk over a tweet he posted in August of 2018. It said, "Am considering taking Tesla private, funding secured." He floated the number 420 as the number of dollars he would pay per share. While just one investor initially sued after the deal failed to materialize, it became a class action case. While the stock closed up the day of the tweet, it later fell, wiping out any gains and then some. Musk says he believed he had the funding from Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund, but the judge ruled that the tweets were not true and that Musk was reckless. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
For the first time in decades, China reports a decline in its population. The world's most populous nation says it had 850,000 fewer people at the end of 2022 than the previous year. That left a total of 1.4 billion people. Police in Italy arrest a convicted mafia boss who had been on the run for 30 years.
Matteo Messina Denaro was Italy's number one fugitive. Convicted in his absence of dozens of murders, he now faces multiple life sentences. Among his crimes, 2 bombings in Sicily that killed top anti-mafia prosecutors and the murder of a mafia defector's son, strangled and dissolved in a vat of acid. Messina Denaro was arrested at a private medical clinic in the town of Palermo in Sicily. A photo shows him sitting in a police van wearing his trademark tinted glasses, his years on the lam finally brought to an end. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And a study suggests exercise may help curb the effects of COVID-19. The study published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine shows physical activity is linked to better outcomes from COVID, even among those with higher risk for complications. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.